it was never my dream to go into politics, but I just get frustrated being on the receiving end of a lot of bad policies.
Morfitt's background is in journalism. He spent decades reporting and editing for the Chilkat Valley News. Morfitt owned the paper for about 5 years, but sold the publication after getting elected to the Haynesboro Assembly. He's been on the Assembly almost 2 years.
I've tried to be honest with people. I've tried to find my place on the Assembly. And what I found is that oftentimes, for whatever reason, people don't want to address the elephant in the room. And I'm not afraid to address the elephant in the room or to speak unpopular truths.
Now Morfitt wants to step into the state legislature to tackle issues he doesn't feel can be dealt with on strictly a local level.
So much of what we have to deal with in Haynes is a loss of services or cuts to services by a government that hasn't even begun to develop revenues.
Recently, Morfitt has been looking for ways to restore funding to the Haynes chapter of the Big Brothers Big Sisters program. The organization closed offices in 4 Alaska communities earlier this year. And he points to education more broadly as an issue of particular importance to him.
We need to be sure our children are smart enough to take on some rather complex problems. And you can't do that without funding the schools adequately.
That, he says, ties into a need to invest in people.
That's what we have to solve our problems as people. We need educated kids. We need healthy fisheries. We need basic public safety services. And we need to live up to that. You know, if I was elected for one term and we got a payroll tax passed, I'd be fine with that.
Speaking of issues, Morfitt also points to ferry service.
The ferry service used to be a point of pride. It's something we boasted about. I don't know how it went from being something we treasured to a liability.
He says he's, quote, adamantly against the Juneau Access Road and thinks the state is turning too much responsibility and infrastructure over to local communities, something he attributes to lack of efficient funding sources.
The state is basically foisted onto the communities these responsibilities or obligations or needs that it's saying, oh, we don't have money to fund those. Well, you have no income tax, you have no sales tax, you have the lowest gas tax in the country. So of course you have no money. You haven't tried to get any money.
Morfitt says he wants the chance to make things better.
This place is worth fighting for. Alaska's worth fighting for. And Alaskans are better than this. We're better than what we've been told we are, I think, by the legislature.
Morfitt does not have to give up his position on the Haynes Assembly while campaigning for state office. He'll maintain his assembly seat during that time. Alaska's primary election day is August 21st. The general election is November 6th. In Haynes, I'm Abby Collins.